David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor. I'm really excited to have our very special guest today, Beverly Cornell. Beverly has a great podcast. She is on our channel, and she has just ranked number 8 on the Apple charts. So check out her podcast. She is amazing, and she really knows her stuff when it comes to branding and marketing. She's the girl to go to. I'd like to, before we start, give a quick shout out to our sponsors who make this show happen, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for being our sponsors, and we appreciate you. And I'm really excited because today you want to talk about stepping into your brand and visibility and go and the unicorn like confidence. And I really like that. I think that's very cool how you worded that. Like, when you talk about like your brand and identity and stepping in front of your brand, what do you exactly mean?
So we start with every single one of our clients about awakening their brand magic, really understanding what makes them uniquely you. And when you understand what makes you uniquely you and like your specific magic, it awakens a level of confidence too. And when you step out, there's a unicorn is not shy about prancing around in all of its full colors and showing off what it, the magic that it has, right? And not in like an egotistical or ugly way, but in a really fun and connecting way. People of my generation loved unicorns. The people still love unicorns. There is something really special about a unicorn. And all of us have something special. All of us have a gift. All of us have been given certain tools, experiences, perspectives, knowledge that is unique to you. No one else has that specific background. And there are people waiting for you to strut your stuff, to get out there and show off what you have to offer to serve and help them solve a problem or create some kind of transformation for them. So for us, the unicorn represents the ultimate result of where we want you to be after you've awakened your brand magic and you've gotten super clear and focused and you have a story and a message and you know who you serve. The next thing you want to do is to step out and tell the world about it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, so many people, like, they say you're supposed to like change your brand every like 5 to 7 years, you know, 6, 7 years or so. They say that it's good to like change your brand in and freshen up and look new. Why are so many people afraid to change their brand? Because there's a lot of people out there when you talk about brand change and you talk about changing your brand, people are like, you know, and they're worried. And, you know, then some people don't want to take that next step.
If they're worried, I think a lot of it's ignorance too, Stacey. Like they don't realize that they should. And it's not like a full complete rebrand, but you should definitely like elevate the fonts or maybe add, like tweak the colors a little bit that are more modern or maybe take out some elements so it's more clean. There are some things you can do to take your current branding and just elevate it completely, or you can do what we just recently did and you can do a whole different direction with it that just fits where you've come. We are human beings and businesses, just like humans, grow. They're organic. Who you serve, how you serve can change. And if it changes enough that you're not the same company you were before, then it's time. It's time to refine. If you want to seek different clientele, if you are looking to maybe raise prices and be more confident in the value that you bring, the premiumness of your brand, it's time to look at the branding. There's a lot of times and reasons to look at your branding. And I don't think people spend that time. They just think, well, I need to do this. The checklist of the to-dos of an entrepreneur is very long. So all the things they should do. Branding is kind of the last thing to think about. But when you're really clear on your brand, when you're really clear on your messaging, when you're really clear on your purpose and your why and your story and your messaging and who you serve, that is game changing for the entire business, from the operational side, the hiring side, the pricing side, the product side, every side of it. The branding can be a filter for all of that if you do it well.
Because I know a lot of people feel it's scary when they talk when you talk about visibility. You know, a lot of people start to get really scared when they hear that word, you know, branded invisibility. Why is that?
Well, I'm in the middle of this right now, Stacey. Like, I'm living it, and it is kind of scary. So we went from BC & Associates Marketing, which kind of sounds like a law firm or like an accounting firm. It sounds extremely like kind of buttoned up in a way that doesn't fit us anymore. And so it just wasn't sitting right with us. And so when we talk about how we help our clients, we help them boldly show up in their brands. But we weren't fully doing that for ourselves. So we took our own advice and we stepped out in front of it and we rebranded. And now BC and Associates Marketing is wickedly branded, a name that fully reflects our magic and our mission and our bold approach to branding for the first time, I think. And we've been around for 13 years, right? But I want you to really know, it was hard. Like, it's a little bit vulnerable to change. It's very comforting. I don't know if it's like the favorite like sweater you wear, like that's like who you are, right? And once you decide to change the sweater and put on a tiara, that is a whole different level. And that means that you have to be ready to fully show up as yourself. But I feel like we were playing it a little small. And we had outgrown, like literally outgrown our confidence, our everything, and outgrown this name. And so it was time. It was just time. It didn't fit us anymore. And I also didn't want to be the face of my brand. Like, I felt my business was a team effort, and it felt weird making it about me. Plus, I didn't like doing video, which we're doing right now. I still don't really love it, just so we're clear. But I had this idea that our work would just speak for itself. Like, I didn't have to like go out in front of it. And we were getting referrals and we were getting this business, but that's really not how branding works. People connect with people. And when I started to show up on video, in content, on podcasts like yours, like this one, Stacey, everything seemed to change for us. It wasn't easy, those first few videos, and maybe even the first interview we did. Cringy. Like, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. But now that I think we've gotten into our flow, we've been consistent, persistent. We've shown up day after day after day, doing more video, doing more interviews, writing, getting clearer on our messaging. People now mention our content on our phone calls with clients or our new clients. They cheer us on. They're supporting us. They engage in ways they never did before. And that's the power, really, of owning your brand and then stepping in front of it and living a little bit more boldly and big than you were before, not playing it safe anymore. It's time to like, it's time to step up, right? And not live small. I have a purpose and I want to really live in my purpose. And that means sometimes going out of our comfort zone, which I think we'll talk about a little bit later too. So, yeah.
I love it. Now, do you have any examples of clients who were a little bit scared of going become invisible and they had, did a transformation and they had like huge success from it?
Yeah, we have lots of clients who've done it. Every single client probably we've ever had has come to us with lots of fears because how they saw themselves versus how we saw them was a huge shift. And it shifted how they show up every day. We had people who came to us of like, who am I to be the face of the brand? They had like major imposter syndrome. And we kind of go back to them and say, who are you not to be the face of your brand? Imposter syndrome really tricks us into believing that we need more credentials and more experience and more time before you're quote unquote perfectly ready. But here's the truth. You become an expert by showing up and doing the work. Period. There's nothing more to it. Nothing more, nothing less. So no one else has your exact story, your exact experience, your exact perspective, and the people who need you won't find you unless you step forward. You're not here to be perfect. You're here to serve. and there are people waiting for your story to connect with them to hire you specifically. You don't have to be somebody else who has a million followers. You don't have to be somebody else who has 10,000 followers. You don't even have to be somebody who has 1,000 followers. You just need 100 of the right followers for you to have a very successful business, Stacey. It does not need to be these huge numbers that are vanity. And who's to even say they didn't pay for some of those? Like, don't get caught up in those metrics and on what they are and who they are and overproduced and all these different things. Just be you, share your story and how you help people. That's the magic, period. It's you showing up every day and sharing your perspective. I think that's what matters. And then a lot of them thought, like, well, what if people judge me? Like, what if I say something wrong, or I am not perfectly poised, or I don't have the best stories? But what I think of it this way, and we kind of challenge again our clients to say, what if they're inspired by you instead? We reframe it. Judgment is inevitable. Some will, some won't. So what? The people who matter will be drawn to your authenticity. And the ones who don't, they were never your people anyway. So it's okay. Like, it's okay. I don't want to be for everyone. I am not for everyone. That's okay. I have a magic hat and a wand. Not everyone's going to think that's fun. And that's okay. But you know what? It is fun. And those that stick around and get to know me will think it's fun as well. So that's me, and I want to work with people who appreciate me too. So that actually is a great filter for the right customer, the right niche that wants to work with me. The other thing that people that come to us are always concerned about was, I just need to read more, take another course, or get more education before I start. Like, there's not enough information or expertise that they've had. Maybe they've only been in business for a year. But I can tell you right now, you don't need another certification to be valuable. You just need to take action. If I had started this 13 years ago, Stacy, oh my gosh. Like, I have a little bit of regret around that. But what makes someone an expert isn't how many degrees that they have or courses they've taken. Obviously, that can be helpful, right? It can build some authority and be helpful. But expertise comes from you actually doing the thing, whatever the thing is. It comes from solving the problems of helping people, and all of us are learning as we go. I promise you, those really fancy YouTubers, they started somewhere as well. Like, their first videos were not great either. It's just starting and being consistent and persistent that will get you there. And then the last thing is kind of like what I was thinking was, I wanted my work to speak for itself. Like, I didn't want to have to put myself out there. But the thing here is, the most important thing is your work is incredible. You are literally helping people solve problems. But people need to know the person behind it. Nobody wants to do, we've talked about this before, to do business with a brand. They want to do business with people. And your story gives so much meaning to your work. And that story connects to that person who's like in the same boat and feeling the same way and has the same obstacles and the same fears and the same pain points and the same aspirations as you. So people don't just buy services and products. They invest in relationships and trust. That trust comes from you showing up and being you everywhere you are on the internet, on the website, in an event. Stacey, what you see here is what you're going to see on my website. What you see here is what you're going to see on my LinkedIn page. What you see here, it's not different. This is who I am. I show up as I am. And that's what builds the trust. Consistency over channel, over channel, over channel. And in every experience with me, you talk to me on the phone, you're going to get the same person. That's what builds the trust. I think it's like 7 to 11 touch points now. People need to really trust you, right? So you need to show up as you are in all those places. And words on a screen, like, you know, you can have a quote from something or whatever, isn't going to build trust like a video of me talking about how we rebranded and why it was important. Like, the difference in that is night and day. So your work needs to speak for it. Your work can speak for itself, but you need to kind of showcase the work and the things that you're doing and show up as you and talk about how you helped this client do this thing. So yeah, we have definitely have some stories. I mean, we work with a lot of purpose-driven solopreneurs who we like to say make the world better through wellness, kindness, and joy. So They can do accounting, but if they do it a little bit different, if they are all about, like, we have an account we work with that says, "We're not your father's accountant." Like, that to me is perfect, right? So we've helped one of our clients who's a wellness coach. She came to us really struggling with visibility. She had the most incredible message, really. She was helping prenatal moms with their wellness. So to have a baby, like, that's a really special time for a mom. But she wasn't showing up online. She was afraid of what people would think. So we really worked with her. We leaned into her why and her purpose. And she started sharing really small, real stories about her journey, about the people that she helped, the moms, their journey. And within a few months, she went from hiding, literally hiding, to confidently showing up. In every week, she does videos now. And the best part, her audience has grown, her engagement has skyrocketed, and she started getting more inquiries because people finally felt like they knew her. They could trust her. I mean, being pregnant and is very vulnerable, right? You're not going to just trust anybody with that. So that is the power of showing up and being visible, for sure. For sure. Like, that's it right there.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
But in the past, we've talked about, like, the first episode we talked about uncovering your why. Again, understanding your purpose and your why, getting really clear on who you serve and how you help, using the stories that you have as your superpower, owning that unique magic that you have, where you've been, your perspective, your education, all of that. And then that content kitchen, repurposing that content through video and visuals and all the different ways you can do that. If you have six content buckets, six main meals that you're pulling from all the time, you know exactly what to say. That becomes easier and easier to be more visible because everything is so much clearer and you're more focused, as opposed to pulling some random thing over from over here and over here, and it's not feeling connected and feels more disjointed. And now when people see me again, it's consistent across every platform. It's not different no matter where they go. So, but I think that the thing that is, like, the biggest myth about visibility is confidence. People think, well, I don't have it. And that you have to have it or you don't. But confidence isn't something you're born with. It's
No.
something that you build.
Exactly.
It's something that you build. So every time you take a step outside your comfort zone, whether it's posting a video, sharing a story, or saying yes to an opportunity that scares you just a little bit, you expand what's possible for you. So I always use the example, my friends over at Whiz Bang, they do, like, they have a retail group. It's awesome. Bob and Susan run this particular group, and Bob talks about your comfort zone as a circle. And when you have a circle, so for those that are listening, think of a circle. And then when you step outside of the circle, you create, like, a little bump. And then when you create the little bump, now the circle becomes bigger because you have to go around the bump. So every time you step and do something that is going to build visibility for you, you are stepping out of the circle and you're creating a bump. And that bump gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, you can never live small again. Like, you can't go back. You just you live bigger and bolder and make better t decisions for yourself, and you live less scared and nervous and more in your purpose and your passion. And that just simply comes through, Stacey. You can't make that up. Like, that is just, it's
100%.
like palp yeah, it's like tangible. Like, people can tell if you're full of it or you're not, right? Like, that's just it. So you stepping And suddenly, stepping out, and suddenly that your world is bigger and your brand becomes then bolder, right? And your business, this is the best part, Stacey, thrives in ways you never imagined because you're bigger and bolder and more confident. So again, confidence is not something you're born with. It's something that you build. It's like a muscle, and you just have to keep practicing it, just like you do at the gym, by doing these things. Doing a little video, going on a podcast, maybe giving a talk at the local chamber, Those are all things that can help you build this particular muscle for sure.
Oh, I love it. Now, there's so many people out there. Like you talked about, like, one of the things you can do to start is building that little bump outside the circle, and then you have to go around it and it starts growing. So is that where people should start? Is that like the starting point, like where people should begin? Is there, because if someone wants to build their brand, they want to get visibility, they're a little unsure of themselves, but they're like, I would like to do it. Like, where do they start? What would be your answer to that?
So you can start really super small. The build the bump is like the analogy. However, you want to pick your stage. What's the fir where's the first place that feels the most natural for you? Is it video? Is it writing? Is it podcast? Like what feels the most connected to you naturally? Start there. Like that is going to feel easiest and you're probably going to be more likely to do it, right? I read Atomic Habits recently, and they said, like, don't make the habit more than 2 minutes long. So take 2 minutes, do that thing, and try it first. And then once you do that, then build another 2 minute habit on top of it. So just keep building those 2 minute habits. If you haven't read Atomic Habits, it's an amazing book. You should definitely read it. But it's just really good for business owners to take that 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And so my thing would be just take 2 minutes and do something. Don't overthink it. 2 minutes. And then definitely an episode, I think it was three, we talked about storytelling. So use those stories in the videos and the podcasts. And we have a story of, we struggle with this. We're marketing people and we should know better. Like we should know better, right? But we didn't, I had a hard time stepping in front of my brand. And so it's a very real thing, and I talk about it. Like here we know better. We're supposed to be living proof of the thing, but just like cobbler's kids don't have shoes, sometimes marketers don't do what they tell their clients to do. And what we realized was we can't be a great case study for our clients, and we can't tell them to do something if we're not walking the walk. Like we can talk all day, but if we're not walking the walk, no one's gonna want to do what we're telling them to do. So we had to get real with ourselves, right? So get real with yourself. Like if you really want to be successful, this is the step. So use your stories of where you've been challenged and struggled and the challenge the stories of your clients and their transformations and whatever your services have provided for them. And then share your struggles. Like this was a real struggle for us. I did not want to be on video. You can talk to my assistant Michelle. She had to talk me off a ledge. I don't know more times than not about going live or doing something, but now I get a little nervous, but nothing like I used to. Not even a sliver. Like I couldn't sleep the night before. I was so nervous. Now it's like maybe I get a little nervous like 5, 10 minutes before, but that's just because I care deeply and I want to do a good job. It's more about that than I'm scared of it per se. And then repurpose. This is the thing. Once you have a video, you can break it into smaller videos. You can have blog posts you can put it in. You can put it on social. You can put it on YouTube. You can have long form. You can have short form. Like now you have all these different ways you can use this thing you've written, whether it's an article for a magazine or a podcast episode that you can take sound bites from or a video you can do. There's all kinds of things that you can do to really create these ways to step in front of your brand. And I don't think you have to like strut down the street, but it would be awesome if you felt that way inside, right? It would be awesome if you felt that way when you showed up on a podcast, that you felt like a unicorn in all of that. So start small, start your day, maybe with an affirmation, Stacey. I am visible. What I have to say matters. My story matters. My work matters. My work helps X people, whatever that looks like for you, your niche. And then maybe even like post a behind the scenes, like with this particular thing you're struggling with. Like, I'm really trying to be out there, you guys. This is me prepping for a video or writing something. But what I would say is just start with a yes to one opportunity this week that stretches you, that goes outside your comfort zone, just one thing that you can do this week to just step a little bit further, make the bump that you might have. for your comfort zone. And everyone starts where they are. Like
Yes.
my bump is going to be different than Stacy's bump. Stacy's bump's going to be different than Mel Robbins's bump. They're all of our bumps is different. But you
Exactly.
start where you are. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, and you start right where you are. One small step. It can be
Yeah.
super tiny, but you just have to start. You have to do something, right?
If we had to do something today, so if we, if you know, everything you said is doable, but if we, if you, I always say, to like you do, like, you have to be, you have to start now. Don't say I'm going to do it. That sounds great. Just do it. Just like Nike says, and so
Yeah, right.
and so if you had to start today, like what would you tell somebody, like the first little thing that they can begin that's feasible, that easy to do, that will get them kind of going and get that snowball effect?
So I'm gonna kind of lean back into my story again, Stacey. I realize that this is my role in the world. I call myself the fairy godmother of brand clarity. I actually have the wand. I can wave my wand. For those of you listening, it's a wand. It looks very much like Glinda's from Wicked. I can wave my wand and help purpose-driven solopreneurs awaken their brand magic, not because I read it in a book, but because we've done it for ourselves. We've walked the walk. We went through the fear, the resistance, the self-doubt, and now I get to help others do the same exact thing. But here's the big caveat of it all. I'm not giving you confidence. Just like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz wasn't given courage by the wizard, you aren't given confidence. It's already inside of you. He just needed to believe in himself, and so do you. You already have everything you need to step forward. There's nothing I can give you right now. Everything to be seen and own your space. The only thing missing is your belief in yourself. And if you don't fully believe yet, that's okay. Because I, and Stacey, I think you do too, we believe in you. So that's the first step. It's believing in yourself. Just like the cowardly lion was probably the most courageous, but he didn't believe in himself. But it was always inside of him, and it's inside of you too. It's just taking that first step to build it. So find your thing today. Find your thing today. Find your thing this week that's going to step outside of your comfort zone that you feel is the most natural. Find an article, a podcast, reach out to somebody you wouldn't normally reach out to. I have one more example. The coach that I work with, she works with a bunch of agency marketing people, and she was afraid. She's awesome. Like, she's an awesome coach. She's amazing. She's a bad ass. I love her so much. Talk about living big and large. She was afraid to ask Seth Godin to be a speaker at our conference. And she said, "You know what? I'm just doing it because I have a no now. And if I do it, I might get a yes, right?" And he's speaking at our conference.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she would never have done that had she not just sent an email. Like, send an email. If that's the thing, Stacey, send an email. Like I have been more like if I see a conference in the area, hey, do you need speakers? Hey, like just make the connection and see what comes from it. How can I help you? Recently at the Chamber of Commerce, I said, hey, I just want you to know that I love the magazine. How can I participate in some way? They asked me to be a writer, and now I'm a writer for the magazine. Like you just never know where that conversation will go. But just say, hey, I'm not sure how this is what this is going to look like, but I'd really like to work more with you, or I'd really like to do this thing with you and see where it goes. So you just have to like take the little step and see where it goes. You'll figure it out, I promise. But you have to take the first step.
I love it. I love it. This is amazing. Now, I know you had mentioned to me earlier that you have a challenge that you like to do sometimes with people. Can you talk about what that visibility challenge is about?
Ooh, I have a challenge.
Yeah, you talked about pick one bold visibility move. I remember you
Oh,
telling me.
yeah. Okay. So just, pick that one move this week. Do it this week and then tag me. Like if you're on LinkedIn, tag me. I'm Beverly Cornell. Tag me and I will cheer you on. I will be there rooting for you. If no one else says anything, I'm going to be there for you, cheering you on. And I'm happy to, like, if you want to ask, hey, Beverly, I want to do this thing. What do you think? I'm happy to give you some feedback. If it feels a little bit safer, I'm all about that. Like seeing our clients go from scared, feeling like they're imposters, worried about failure, to unicorns. I have like a stable of unicorns now, Stacey. And it's because they took the steps and we were there to hold their hand a little bit and cheer them on. You're never alone. You don't need permission and you don't need to be ready. You already have that inside of you. So just take the step, show up, speak out, be seen, because the world needs your magic. And remember, you are the magic behind your brand. So step forward, shine and own it. That's the thing you can do this week.
I love it. I love it. Now, from everything we talked about today, if you had to like really emphasize on some important factors, like what are some of the things that you would really like the listeners to remember about this conversation that you'd like to emphasize that you feel are important?
Confidence is something that you build. It's not something that you're born with. Confidence is something that's already inside of you. You just have to take those steps. That's the thing. Like, there's no magic. Well, I love magic. There's no magic formula, honestly. It's just doing the things, going outside the comfort zone, being a little bit scared, being a little bit vulnerable. Everybody starts from that same exact place. And once you start doing it, it's like life-changing. And it won't just affect you and your business, it'll affect your whole life, Stacey. You'll live bigger in your personal life too. Like it doesn't, like, it's not compartmentalized. It really has this lovely effect for your whole life. So don't live small anymore. You deserve way more. You have been given gifts in this life, and those gifts can help people. And it's your turn to shine. You just have to step into it.
100%. 100%. I love that. Now, can you tell some of the people like what your services are and what you do?
Sure. So our website is wickedlybranded.com, and we help awaken your brand magic. So really understand what makes you unique and special, and then we boldly bring it to life. So whatever it is that you need to boldly sit in your confidence, whether it's a website or a logo or a lead magnet or whatever those things are, we help bring it to life for you. And then we can do some ongoing marketing for you as well. I have written a book called Marketing for Entrepreneurs, and we have a membership if you're interested in that. That gives you every Monday, gives you some actionable thing. And at the end of the year, you have 52 actionable marketing tasks that you've done that really can take your brand from to over the time. I am on LinkedIn, so you can follow along there. And then I also have a podcast called Spark and Ignite Your Marketing, where we travel through the entrepreneurial journey with inspiring guests. We talk about their sparks, how they got started, their challenges. As you know, as a business owner, we all have some of those, and all the marketing fun that they've had, some mistakes, some successes. Plus, there's a magic hat of questions that we use. And I do use my wand again. We travel through time with my guests to talk to our young selves and also our older selves to get some wisdom. So we really, it's really a fun podcast where entrepreneurs with really interesting businesses talk about their journey. It's probably my most favorite thing that I do.
Oh, I love it. Now, where can people like find you? Are there some social links or
Wickedlybranded.com and Beverly Cornell. Either one of those, if you Google search it, where I'm on the first page, you'll find me. I'm all over the place. So my son, he's 9, and he'll Google me sometimes, and he's like, "Mom, I found you." So if a 9-year-old can find me, I know that you can find me.
I Oh, this has been awesome. This has been I you did a this has been a phenomenal episode today because I feel like so many people are so afraid to be visible. They have such great stories. They're so talented, but they're so afraid to get in front of the camera. And sometimes we just have to push ourselves and we just have to do it, you know. And the more we do it, the better we get and the more confidence we build. And you know, it's pretty much your message today. And just getting people out there and just showing them such easy to do steps that they could do to get themselves started and to actually get out of their circle and make that little circle a really big circle. And you know, I'm so glad you talked about that today because there's so many people that, you know, they have such great qualities about themselves. They're rocking the boat, but they're not putting themselves in front of the camera, in front of the media. They just need to build their brand up a little bit and just do a few things, and they could be rock stars. And so, you know, I love what you do, and I love how you help so many people, you know, go from, you know, being so scared and worried to becoming rock stars. And now they're on stage and they're rocking it out with Bon Jovi. So it's like, you
Those are my
know.
unicorns out there with Bon Jovi. I love it. It's my
It's
life. Yes, exactly. It's my life.
my life, yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Bev, for coming on the
Thank you.
show. And I look forward to our next episode. You come and you just lighten my day because you're just such a wonderful person and you're so positive and you just have such a charismatic, you know, personality. And you're just, you know, you love what you do. And that's the type of people I love to have on my show. And I know that you love to have on your show. So, you know, thank you so much. It's been great.
Thank you, Stacey, for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Oh, have a great day.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.